From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. A crew of folks gathered northeast of Wendell recently to clean up piles of trash illegally dumped on public land. Trailers and pickups were filled to the brim with trash, which included couches and mattresses, even an old freezer. Now, while dumping trash on public lands is not a new phenomenon, the frequency and the amount of trash has been growing steadily over the past few years, despite the fact that there's a spot just 5 miles away where folks can dump their trash for free. Joining us today to talk about this problem is Scott Phillips. He is Policy and Communications Chief for the Idaho Department of Lands. Scott, good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon, Gemma. Thank you for inviting me today.
So, Scott, can you describe the scene where this is happening northeast of Wendell, correct?
Correct. I would like to say it's only happening northeast of Wendell, right. But unfortunately, illegal dumping and recreational damage to endowment land is something that we're seeing across the landscape. The Idaho Department of Lands manages more than 2.4 million acres of endowment land, land that was granted to Idaho at statehood for the express purpose of funding vital beneficiaries such as our public schools, colleges and universities, and veterans homes.
So, Scott, I don't mean to sound naive, but it has never, ever, ever occurred to me to go take any type of my trash and dump it on public lands. What are people thinking? Honestly.
Well, Gemma, I think that your mindset represents the majority of Idahoans who are good actors, who value Idaho's public lands and wish to treat those lands like they would their own backyard. But unfortunately, we've always had a few bad apples in the barrel that view public lands as just another place to dump garbage, a place to recreate without, with abandon and without thought for what damage is being done. And in general, have little to no respect for the property that belongs to really the state of Idaho and should be there for all Idahoans to enjoy. We've seen some absolutely wild things across the landscape, ranging from burned out campers to burned sofas, mattresses, refrigerators, cars dumped in ravines. If you can imagine the worst type of destruction, such as tearing out fences, tearing out gates, driving through plantations of young seedlings, it happens on endowment land. And as the population grows, that unfortunately is becoming all too frequent.
Mm-hmm. So Scott, how much trash are we talking about here? And how long does it take to get out there and clean up? And I'm assuming that you can't clean all of it up.
I would say that on average, when we identify a site of illegal dumping, you'll find between 2 to 4 trailer loads full of trash. You can expect a crew of 4 to 5 staffers working 1 to 2 days to clean up a mess. And this is why it's a severe problem for us, Gemma. Under the Idaho Constitution, we are tasked with maximizing the revenue earned from endowment land. There's 2 ways to maximize revenue. We put the land to work through grazing, timber production, leasing for energy, minerals, and a variety of things, commercial purposes. And we also have to think about the cost side of the equation. We try to minimize those costs. When we have trucks with staff, we have fuel expenses, we have labor expenses, we have the equipment itself. It costs a lot of money to go and clean a site up. And when we do that, that takes away funding that would otherwise be available for beneficiaries like our public schools.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I'm understanding this very basically, when your department has to spend time and money and resources to clean up these messes on public lands, that money is basically taken away from our school kids, right? In public schools.
Unfortunately, you understand it perfectly. When people damage endowment land, leave trash, and create situations that we have to clean up, it's taking money out of the classrooms.
And I also know, I mean, so you've got this huge issue with illegal dumping. You're also having issues with people target shooting. What's that issue? Are people not cleaning up that mess once they are doing target shooting and practicing and things like that?
Correct. So we have 2.458 million acres of endowment land across the state. 96% of that land is open for public access. Unfortunately, when folks go out, they are having fun and they think they might be doing someone a favor by leaving a target for others to shoot in the future, but they're not. They're creating a dumping site that has to be cleaned up. So we want to encourage folks, if they're out recreating, target shooting, whatever you're doing on endowment land, please pick up after yourself. We've seen some horrific things in the past. For example, a little bit further east from Wendell, near Power County and American Falls, we have a site where folks were leaving human waste uncovered on the property. That was a health risk. We ended up having to close that parcel in order to clean it up and stop the behavior that we just didn't want to see on the landscape. It was really gross.
Okay, so Scott, how do you stop this behavior? That, I mean, how do we as a community stop this illegal dumping?
I don't mean to sound like all is dark and grim, because there are some incredible bright points. When we've put out news releases about the damage to endowment land from illegal dumping, the response from the public has been incredible. For example, following a recent one near Mountain Home, where, again, folks were illegally dumping trash, we were overrun with folks in the community who wanted to volunteer to help clean up garbage on endowment land. I was able to connect those callers with our Southwest area office, and we saw boots on the ground helping solve the problem. Shortly thereafter, this is a story that was relayed to me, but a Fish and Game employee was out and noticed some folks that looked like they might be dumping garbage illegally on endowment land. The employee went over to investigate. It wasn't illegal dumping. It was a group of folks who voluntarily went out and started picking garbage up because it was the right thing to do, and they want to ensure that land remains open for public recreation. So there are a lot of really good Idahoans who care about our public land, care about endowment land, and want to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
Because, Scott, I do remember with that issue near Mountain Home was that, you know, one of the solutions, if this doesn't stop, is that you close access to
correct. And closing access is always the last resort. The Department of Lands and the Land Board feel very strongly this is land that people should enjoy. But we ask that folks treat endowment land like they would their own backyard. Make sure that you don't leave messes for other people to have to clean up.
So can folks volunteer then to help clean up public lands? I mean, it sounds like you had an outpouring of it in Mountain Home, but, you know, we've got other areas that might need some assistance.
They sure can. And if it's okay with you, I'll give my office phone number where folks that want to be part of this solution call, and I can connect them with our area office. My number out of the Boise staff office is 208-334-0294. I love talking to people about what they can do to help, give them some ideas, and connect them with our area offices, because I really feel that for the long term, if we want to ensure this land remains open for public access, it's going to take the entire community. We have to work together. We also have a very large and important job of educating the public. And that's just something that we can do from the Idaho Department of Lands, but we really need citizens to help tell the story of why it's important not to damage endowment land and other public lands in Idaho.
Well, and it is something that, you know, there's only so much land, right? And we need to keep it pristine. And as you said, think about it being your own backyard. Scott, I appreciate you coming on and talking more about this, and hopefully it will help, and maybe we can see some of this stop.
Well, thank you very much, Gemma. And for your listeners who are interested to learn more about endowment land, please visit our website at www.idl.idaho.gov. Every year, we use this land to generate more than $100 million that benefits public schools, colleges, and universities, and our veterans' homes.
Well, Scott, we'll make sure we put that website on our website as well, that link. We've been talking with Scott Phillips, Policy and Communications Chief for the Idaho Department of Lands, about people dumping trash on public lands. Scott, really appreciated the conversation.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.